Part 3. Pigs will never be pigs again. Mr. Flannery drove to Mr. Morehouse's house. Mr. Morehouse smiled when he came out of the house.
"So you've brought the guinea pigs at last," he said.
"No, sir,"
replied Mr. Flannery.
"I've got a bill for $2 for their food. Will you pay it?"
$2, explained Mr. Morehouse. "For food for two guinea pigs? That's ridiculous. I certainly won't pay it."
"There aren't two pigs,"
Mr. Flannery told him.
"There are 8 of them now."
Mr. Morehouse closed the door of the house loudly. Mr. Flannery drove back to his office. Mr. Flannery wrote again to Mr. Morgan, the head of the tariff department. This time, Mr. Morgan spoke to the president of the Interurban Express Company.
"Are they domestic pets, or are they pigs?"
Mr. Morgan wanted to know. The president thought for a moment. Then he said,
"I don't know. I'll write to Professor Gordon. He's an expert. He'll know."
Unfortunately, Professor Gordon was in South America. The letter from the president of the Interurban Express Company arrived after many months. The president forgot about the problem. Mr. Morgan forgot about the problem. Even Mr. Morehouse forgot about the problem. Mr. Flannery, however, did not forget about the problem. He wrote again to Mr. Morgan.
"Dear Mr. Morgan, what about these pigs? There are now 32 of them. They still eat a lot. My office is now like a zoo. Shall I sell the pigs? Yours sincerely, Flannery."
Mr. Morgan wrote back immediately.
"Dear Mr. Flannery, do not sell the pigs. They belong to Mr. Morehouse. The company must continue to look after them. Yours sincerely, Morgan."
Mr. Flannery built a special place for the guinea pigs outside the office. A few months later, he wrote to Mr. Morgan again. His letter was very short.
"Dear Mr. Morgan, 160 pigs. Yours sincerely, Flannery."
At last, a letter came from Professor Gordon. He explained everything to the president of the company. Guinea pigs are not pigs. They belong to a completely different family and species.
"Then the 25-cent rate is the correct one,"
the president of the company decided. Mr. Morgan now wrote to Mr. Flannery.
"Dear Mr. Flannery, please deliver the 160 guinea pigs to Mr. Morehouse. He must pay 25 cents for each guinea pig. Yours sincerely, Morgan."
Mr. Flannery wrote back immediately to Mr. Morgan.
"Dear Mr. Morgan, there are not 160 pigs. There are now 800. Do I have to charge Mr. Morehouse for 160 or for 800? Yours sincerely, Flannery."
The Interurban Express Company considered the problem very carefully. This took time, and the number of guinea pigs increased every day. Now Mr. Flannery counted 4,064 of them. At last, Mr. Flannery received a letter from the company.
"Interurban Express Company, Dear Mr. Flannery, collect for 2 guinea pigs 50 cents. Deliver them all to Mr. Morehouse. Yours sincerely, Morgan."
Once again, Mr. Flannery drove to Mr. Morehouse's home. Mr. Morehouse did not live there anymore. Mr. Flannery asked the company for orders. The company told him to send the guinea pigs to the head office of the Interurban Express Company. Mr. Flannery began to send the cages of guinea pigs to the company. The company received cages of guinea pigs for days and days. Mr. Flannery sent 280 cages in 1 week. The company now sent him a telegram.
Interurban Express Company, stop sending guinea pigs. Warehouse full.
And Mr. Flannery sent another telegram back.
Can't stop, Flannery.
The company sent an inspector to Mr. Flannery's office. The company's wagon was full of guinea pigs.
That's the last of them,
shouted Mr. Flannery angrily.
I'll know what to do with animals next time,
he said.
Forget the rules. That's what I'll do. Pigs are pets. Cows are pets. Horses are pets. And lions and tigers are pets. Everything goes at 25 cents.
The wagon drove away with the last guinea pigs.
There's one good thing,
Mr. Flannery said happily.
At least those pigs weren't elephants.